President of the Republic of South Africa, I, Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa, swear that I will be faithful to the Republic of South Africa and will obey, observe, uphold, and maintain the Constitution and all laws of the Republic.
In front of over 30,000 enthusiastic supporters at Loftus Versfeld Stadium in Pretoria, Cyril Ramaphosa has officially taken the oath of office, kicking off his 5-year term as the President of South Africa. In his inauguration speech, Ramaphosa admits South Africa finds itself in a difficult position 25 years after the end of the apartheid. The African National Congress leader says it will be his mission to take concrete and timely action to solve the problems facing his country.
Despite our most earnest efforts, many South Africans still go to bed hungry. Many South Africans succumb to diseases that can't be treated. Many live lives of intolerable deprivation. Too many of our people do not work. Especially the youth. The challenges that our country faces are huge and they are real. But they are not insurmountable. They can be solved, and I stand here to say that they are going to be solved.
The ANC won this year's election with 57.5% of the parliamentary vote, its worst performance since taking power 25 years ago. Despite a lackluster showing at the polls, Ramaphosa contends the ANC is still well-equipped to continue to lead the country forward.
Through the irrefutable power of the ballot, on 8 May, South Africans declared the dawn of a new era. They have chosen hope over hopelessness. They have opted for unity over conflict and division. All South Africans want action. They just don't want words and promises. And there shall be action in our land to reshape our country in the image of our dreams.
Heads of state from over 40 countries have attended the inauguration. This is the first time that the inauguration ceremony has taken place outside the Union Buildings, the official seat of the South African government. This is where Nelson Mandela was inaugurated as South Africa's first post-apartheid black president in 1994. In making the switch, the ANC says he chose Loftus Versfeld Stadium simply to accommodate more people who were eager to take part in the inaugural celebrations. For CRI, I'm Gao Jingya reporting from Pretoria, South Africa.